Morning, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. That is the sound of the team car, Fendrian team car's heaters going in June. Welcome to British summer. Don't worry, it's only 3 weeks till the nights start pulling in. It's been a disastrous last couple of days of weather, and anyone who, like me, rides a midweek Wednesday club time trial event, usually a 10, great social events and good for banter and good for racing. Anyone else who rides one in midweek on a Wednesday or a Thursday, sometimes even some of the local ones here on a Tuesday, must be beginning to think that their luck's properly out this year. Cannot remember a Wednesday that hasn't been properly honking in terms of, to use a colloquialism, in terms of the weather. It's just dreadful. Again, today it's 10 degrees, but there's an icy northerly wind, it's raining, the forecast pretty much is set fair for the next day or so. You just hope for the organisers of the upcoming tour of Cambridgeshire, Gran Fondo and time trial around this part of the world that it picks up in time for the weekend, because it would be properly dreadful for them to lose out as a result of the bad weather. Before we get on to the local, the national, international racing scene as well, we've got a bit of local news surrounding the Tour of Cambridgeshire. Now, many of you would have heard our little snippet in last week's show talking about the road closures, talking about some of the local opposition to that, and how we felt that had manifested itself again. This week we have an appeal from the organisers. The podcast, as you know, is the Fendrian.eu website podcast in association with Yaxley Riders, which is a cycling group for local cyclists. No membership fee, you turn up, you ride, but if you ride a lot of times, you will be asked to put a ride on. That's basically how it works. It's like a cooperative. But Yaxley Riders have been asked by the organisers of the Tour of Cams to provide some marshals, pushers off, people to help with registrations and things over the weekend. There's details on the Yaxley Riders website. I'll get it on the Fendrian page as well. But if you go to www.yaxleyriders.co.uk, you will find all the details that you need should you wish to donate some time and volunteer. If you're riding on the Sunday, maybe volunteer on the Saturday and vice versa. And there is an offer that if you do a certain shift of work for the organiser of the Tour of Cambridgeshire, you will get a place free in next year's event. So that's totally, totally free. You will be riding the Tour of Cams next year without having to pay. And of course, what goes with the Tour of Cams and why it is such a popular event is because it's a qualifying event for the UCI Amateur World Cycling Championships. And if you finish in a certain percentage, in the certain top percentage of your age group in either of the events, the time trial or the Gran Fondo, you will be representing, or you will get the invitation to represent Team GB at the Amateur Worlds. And this year, if I qualify, I hope not to be on holiday for that. Bad planning, but hey, it happens. It's still an honour to have got that invite. I can tell you, when it drops in your inbox, there is no better feeling than getting that invitation, regardless of whether you take it up or not. It's a great feeling. So get yourself along to the Yaxley Riders website or the Fendrian website and get the details. And if you are in the East Anglia area and you can dedicate some time, you will get a free ride in the event next year. Okay, so moving swiftly on, we've covered our two regular topics of recent weeks, the Tour of Cams and the weather. So on to the third of those, the Giro d'Italia. And we left off by saying that we still felt, we did predict that Nibali would win. So surely we get some kudos for that. We didn't predict it last week because it looked like Steven Kruiswijk was properly ensconced in the yellow jersey. He was riding fantastically, confident. And then, of course, 2 days after the podcast went live, he crashed into a big snowdrift. Rumour has it he fractured a rib and lost sufficient time with one mountain stage and one flat stage into Turin to go. He lost the pink jersey to Esteban Chavez. Now, at the time, we were pretty angry. We like a bit of traditional traditional elements of bike races. We love those. And to see Nibali and Chavez ride on when the pink jersey had had an accident, pretty much, in our mind, contravened the unwritten rules of bike racing. We even put a tweet out, which was actually quite well received, commenting on Vincenzo Nibali's last three Grand Tours, where he had benefited in this Giro d'Italia from the pink jersey crashing and from not making a patron's decision to wait. In the Vuelta last year, he was disqualified for holding onto a car door and zooming past the peloton at 60 kilometers per hour. And then in the Tour de France, he attacked to get his stage win as Chris Froome's chain fell off. So we're not casting any aspersions. We just put it out there and asked if there was a pattern to this behaviour for Vincenzo. Maybe as his strength potentially is waning as he gets into his 30s, maybe he's looking for every other avenue to achieve wins. Maybe maybe he just doesn't accept those unwritten rules. But I think most neutral observers disagreed with us and thought that actually, to be fair, they probably were within their rights to keep riding when the pink jersey went down, and then had subsequent mechanicals trying to get his bike back and sorted despite the help of neutral service. I don't know. For me, if I almost feel that Chavez wasn't then too disappointed, maybe to, well, clearly he was, but you know what I'm saying. Maybe losing the jersey for him as a younger rider on the Saturday stage, which was pretty epic, maybe made him feel, maybe rationalised it a little bit better. And the fact that Kruijswijk jumped him in the last sort of finishing straight of the last mountain finish of the Giro was kind of almost sort of semi-poetic and semi, retribution for that. What I would say is that it was a pretty decent Giro. If you look on the website, fendrian.eu, we do have our Giro wrap-up blog post where we talk about our favourite three things from the Giro, which were the Holland, the opening stages, and of course there was Stefan Kruijswijk and the performance of Lotto. It was also kind of like a bit about the general Northern European, like Lotto, Jumbo and Lotto Soudal, how well the Northern European teams fared. So get yourself along and give that a read and a comment, see what you think. In other news, away from the Giro, which Nibali ambushed Chavez to win on the final mountain stage, and then amazingly the stage was neutralised into Turin when it looked like it was getting dicey. There was the Tour of Belgium, which had an abandonment due to a really bad accident yet again with an organiser's motorbike, and yet again the UCI has come out and said that there is going to be a change in the way that motorbikes can run and be used in these events. It's a really difficult one. You know, we covered this situation with the tragic loss of Antoine de Moitier, and so far, thankfully, despite a serious injury to Stig Bruks of Lotto Soudal, at the moment, de Moitier remains the only, racing fatality this season. I don't really know what the answer is. The roads need to be safe. The roads need to be secured. You need motorbikes in front of the race and passing the race to do that. It's certainly in the UK, we've seen it, where the junction is secured by motorbikes and then they move up one. Sometimes the ones at the back have to move to the front, depending on how many junctions need securing ahead. It's very, very difficult. It's a very, very difficult situation with these rolling bubbles, rolling roadblocks. We'll keep you posted on that in the coming weeks, to be fair, and see what does come out. So that's episode 14, done, 10 minutes, bite-sized, hopefully, all the local and international racing news that you need to know. Next week, we will be starting the build-up to the Tour de France. We'll have the Critérium du Dauphiné, the first few stages of that. Chris Froome will emerge. He's had a pretty wretched start to the season so far. It'll be interesting to see how he performs, along with Alberto Contador. So more of that coming next week. Your 10 minutes is up, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the tour of CAMS, and we'll speak next week. Bye-bye.